Hello and welcome to another episode of the Daily Remedy Podcast. Today I'd like to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that is the NIH. Believe it or not, I have a lot of experience working with the NIH on grant proposals known as the NIH SBIR grant. As an entrepreneurially minded physician, the NIH is a critical organization making sure that we as physicians have an opportunity to seek early stage funding to support research and commercialization for our research projects. Many have heard recently that President Trump has issued a freeze on government grants, and many of those freezes involve healthcare institutions. It may not seem like the impact is going to be long-term or consequential because it's just a freeze and it'll likely last a few days, but you have to understand the pace of innovation in healthcare. These NIH grants, these NIH SBIR grants, work on a fixed schedule. It's about an 8 to 10 month process in which you speak with program managers, you speak with program directors, you get feedback, you get letters of recommendation, you get research institutional sites involved, and all of that comes together to create an application that eventually is submitted to the NIH for review. That review process itself takes quite a few months, 5 to 6 months roughly, in which you're then given either an acceptance score or a rejection score. And based on those scores, you know how likely you are to, obviously, if you have a successful score, then you're going to get the grant funding regardless. But if you have an unsuccessful score, you at least know how close you are to getting funding should you reapply. Now, when there's a freeze, even if it's for a temporary period, and if you look at the news, it says, just on a quick Google search, Trump NIH. Critical NIH research continues after quote-unquote confusion over Trump team directives. That was about 2 days ago. Researchers are terrified of Trump freeze. Then 20 minutes ago, grant reviews at NSF and NIH still paused. All of this will probably last maybe a month maximum, likely maybe 1 or 2 weeks longer. But the impact is going to be on the order of years. Because once one application cycle is interrupted, every other application cycle gets affected. I'll put it to you this way. Let's say all the seniors in high school are prohibited from applying to college. So then the following year, you have all the seniors who are prohibited from applying, now reapplying, and a batch of incoming seniors applying as well. So you have basically twice the application pool applying for college. The competition is going to be more stiff. There's going to be a lot more rejections, and there's going to be a lot more stress. Think about that example now applied to the NIH. All of those applications, all of those researchers, those physicians who were not able to submit their NIH SBIR grant in that particular application cycle because there was a freeze, which then led to a much longer pause, will now have to submit it at the following application cycle. That's going to increase the competition and then subsequently increase the rejection rates. As a result, research will be paused because fewer people will get the NIH SBIR grant funding. Fewer, relatively speaking. That is significant because NIH SBIR grants are critical to overall commercialization, particularly for many academic institutions that have strong technology transfer divisions. The NIH SBIR, the NSF SBIR, and its Department of Defense, the DoD equivalent, is one of the largest funders of research. You could even make an argument that the NIH, NSF, and Department of Defense are likely the biggest, most impactful angel investors in this country. And by putting a halt to that, you essentially cripple research. Not just for the few weeks or months that it's frozen, but for years to come, because you've created a backlog that has increased the competition, increased the rejection rate and subsequently stifled innovation that relied on this particular cadence of applications and approvals. So if I were to apply, I would then anticipate in 12 months, in 18 months, that I would have some degree of NIH SBIR funding, and that would inform how much time and energy I would spend on the research. Now, with that freeze, 12 months becomes 24 months. 24 months becomes much harder to predict than 12 months. And that's the critical issue here. The timing of the freeze is less impactful than the long-term consequences in the overall application cycle for NIH SBIR grants and NSF SBIR grants. And that critical inflection point is essential to understand how damaging these freezes are. Now, I tend to be sympathetic to President Trump when it comes to a lot of the healthcare disruptions, because I feel that the pendulum has swung far too much in one direction, and it needs to revert back to a median where we're now respecting and accepting opinions from all sides of the political aisles, political spectrum, what have you. But when politics affects policy, the calculus of the conversation changes. It no longer becomes about mean reversion to allowing all opinions to be heard, and more about impacting long-term research and development. And I would encourage all of you to ask President Trump to be more mindful of how his political decisions are affecting long-term policy. Because America, more than any one individual, more than any one political administration, is defined by its entrepreneurship. And the federal government is the biggest funder of early stage healthcare commercialization. They are essentially the fuel for healthcare entrepreneurship. Anybody in this space knows that. So I would like you to be aware of the consequences and how these small freezes, these quote unquote, as described as confusion, can lead to mass scale problems in the innovation pipeline in healthcare.